This is the BBC Home Service. And now, the school days of Nigel Molesworth, a guide to school life for tiny pupils and their parents. We present episode 4, Whiz for Atoms. The entire programme hosted and narrated once again by your host and narrator, Nigel Molesworth.
Hello, and yes, tis I, Nigel Molesworth, Gorilla of 3B, Secretary of Tuckshop Committee, and, of course,
Timothy Peason,
who is my great friend. And there's an astonishing resemblance, particularly today, to a stuffed hairy-nosed wombat.
Take that back, Molesworth.
And now, we present Episode 4,
Whiz for Atoms.
Yes, listeners, let us see what the future of tomorrow holds in store as we journey to the St. Custard's Science Lab in the dank, dark corridors below the St. Custard's kitchen.
Unless something happened to make it impossible to do the programme. Hem, hem, hem.
Yes, indeed, listeners. You may already have noticed that Timothy and myself have begun speaking in somewhat hushed tones. But why, I hear you ask. Over to you, Timothy.
You, Nigel, this is cause we have all been summoned to the school hall for a special urgent announcement by the headmaster, or Beak.
Yes, listeners, you will recall that at the end of our last episode, episode 3, Peason and myself was personally privy to a sudden and shocking outbreak of a mystery ailment that suddenly afflicted all St. Custard's masters out of the blue and left them gibbering and raving without rhyme or reason.
So what's new, one might ask?
Pincisely, Peason. Anyway, we are all hoping against hope that the sudden dreadful mystery ailment has absolutely no known cure.
And St. Custard's will be demolished and we will all be sent home to our maters and paters forever.
All stand for the headmaster.
Pickle grabber. Sit. Now, I've asked all boys and masters to assemble here today as I have something extremely urgent to talk to you about. Something that affects each and every one of you, indeed, the very foundations of St. Custard's and all she stands for. Now, it has recently come to my attention that most of the senior boys and all the masters have been sloping off to the infirmary and, worse, hanging about indiscriminately in Matron's Passage. Now, this is simply not on, and I'm putting a stop to it immediately. Quiet! Quiet! Grabber!
Down, you boys! Down! Get down!
Thank you, Grabber. Apparently, the symptoms complained of are always the same. Racing pulses, general giddiness, and a tendency to sigh in a desperate and heartfelt manner. Now, we all experience these from time to time. They're all perfectly normal, and no need to go and bother Matron, who is quite often indisposed anyway. Or indeed, the new under-matron, Miss Prudence Entwistle, who, as we all know, is recently arrived and very much still finding her feet, her little delicate feet, like a little fragile newborn fawn or a tiny fragile shoot newly planted in the strange dark loam of our ancient St. Custard soil. So, where was I? Yes. So, boys, masters, I don't want her bothered, do you hear me? I don't want any bothering anywhere, and certainly no bothering whatsoever in Matron's Passage, which, as you know, is a sacrosanct spot and always has been. Regrettably, I have no alternative but to ban forthwith all masters and pupils from the infirmary. Quiet! Grab her!
Quiet, you suppurating vile worm!
That is my decision, and my decision is final. So, to sum up in the words of the great wordsmith and orator Marcus Aurelius, summa est dixit, something or other. And there we are. So, back to your classes, and off you pop, and jolly good riddance. Luck. Thank you, Grabber.
To your classes, you filth!
Anyway, after that slight interruption...
What got us nowhere?
We present once again episode 4, Whiz for Atoms.
Nigel?
What you want, Molesworth 2?
Does that mean the school's not closing down and being demolished and quick-limed and we're not going home after all?
No.
And Pater won't be picking us up in the new Daimler?
No.
I want a toffee!
I haven't got a toffee.
Want a toffee! I love it! Stuck in the lining, I've seen it!
Ow. Get off! Get off me!
Ow!
All right!
Thank you! Still good to Starbucks!
Is but this the future of our youth, Peason?
Pardon?
All my hopes and dreams for mankind... dashed by the fickle finger of fate upon the jagged rocks of cruel circumstance of having such a sibling, Timothy.
Exactly what I was thinking, Nigel.
What was that, Molesworth?
Grabber! We came to your study as requested, but you was...
What was I?
What?
I wasn't anything.
We saw you in...
What did you see? Nothing. Nothing. You saw nothing, didn't you? Did you?
No, that's right, nothing, we saw nothing.
But what was all them piles of torn-up paper, Grabber?
Paper? What paper? There was no paper at all.
Of course there's no paper.
In your study, Grabber.
Will you shut your...
Piles and piles of torn...
Paper, yes, that's right, chase, that's what it was, all torn up, for a paper chase. We chase a new bug across the wild moors, he scatters the paper behind him, and then we catch him and kill him.
Oh, right.
So, anyway, what was that you said?
What? When?
Just now, seconds ago, what did you say? The fickle fate of, it was something in the, something. What was it? Speak!
I think that's right. The fate of the fingle.
You have quite a way with words, don't you, Molesworth? Just as I thought.
Me? No, really, Grabber, no, I wouldn't say...
Yes, he do have quite a way with quite a lot of words, don't you, Molesworth?
Shut your trap.
No, he does, Grabber, he does.
Report to my study at 5.
Oh, no, not again, please, green Grabber.
Did you hear me?
Yes, he did hear you, Grabber, certainly, Grabber, he loved you, Grabber.
Both of you.
Both of us, but Grabber.
You too, Peason, you're an accessory after the fact.
A sesame after what?
5 o'clock on the dot.
Oh, no. He got some unbelievably cruel torture he's going to inflict on us, what only you can get us out of with your way with words, Molesworth.
Oh, I am cursed with my way with words. Woe is me.
See what I mean? You can't help doing the words. This is all your fault.
My fault? I'm going to tough you up right now, Peason.
Ow! Well, I'm going to tough off you two up. If you want to know Molesworth, we'll...
So, listeners, after that slight interruption, we present once again Whiz for Atoms.
Yes, listeners, let us see what the future of tomorrow holds in store as we journey to the St. Custard Science Lab. In the dank, dark corridors below the St. Custard's kitchen.
With our special selection of the latest space age and space-saving inventions of what we call Hem Hem, the St. Custard's Science Club.
Which is, in fact, a secret society.
First, we see the Peason Molesworth spaceship, which is planned to reach the moon in 20 years' time.
Which should be just long enough to work out how to get back.
It is made entirely out of Mrs. Beetle's old tin bath.
what Beetle chucked out onto the school dump.
So we can keep clean when we get there.
Anyway, yeah. At a more advanced stage, we have the Molesworth peas and radio-controlled germ gun.
Which, when completed, will destroy and vaporise all beaks.
And here, the peas and Molesworth electronic brain Mark 6 in different sizes, patent pending.
It do Latin sentences, tots up sums, do Greek, French and German speaking, up to entrance standard, answers everything and drives masters insane.
These inventions are just wizard wheezes at the mo, but all the boys are plotting hard and in strictest secrecy. But for why, I hear you ask. Timothy?
Well, Nigel, as a result of these extraordinary scientific researches, the noble boys of St. Custard's will soon be in a position to take over the school.
Yes, listeners. One day, a day will come when the fearless boys of 3B shall arrive in our helicopters
with our bacterial neuron accelerators
and deadly proton synchrotrons and free the school, and all shall be fed with cream. Oh, hello again, listeners. Just Peason and myself here again, waiting outside Grandpa's study.
Come in, quick, shut the door. Did anyone see you? Good. Now then, listen, Molesworth, I'll come straight to the point. You have to write me a letter.
To you?
No, idiot, to her.
Her? Who?
Prudence.
Prudence?
The undermaid.
Quiet, Peason. Tell her that you love her and you cannot live without her, but in your best, words.
Why can't you write it, Grandpa?
Because I'm an idiot.
Right.
I may be a sensation on the playing field, but intellectually I'm a 3-year-old.
Right. But no one's allowed in Matron's...
No, precisely. That's the point. How do you think I feel? Kept apart from her. Find a way to reach her, Molesworth. Don't tell me what it is. If you succeed, I shall be forever in your debt. Well, for a while.
And if I don't?
You'll be ritually beaten by the prefects every night for the next 7 years.
Isn't that a bit unfair?
Oh, yes, it is unfair. Yes, life is unfair. Now get out. Out, 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 out.
What's going to happen? What's she going to do?
I don't know. How do I know? Anyway, listeners, what will happen next, I hear you ask? Find out.
Will we?
I don't know. In tomorrow's gripping episode. Episode 4.
3.
5. Oh. 5. Entitled... School Food.
Oh, the peace of God that passeth all understanding.
This is all too much for a tiny pupil. This is all your fault, Peason.
My fault?
It is. It's not. Snot. Snot. Get me. Don't you get that. It's me.
More mischief from Molesworth tomorrow.